station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
It's a morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's August 3rd.
Yes.
We're back with you. Yes, it is, huh?
Yes, it is.
Good morning, Brigetta.
I can hear myself.
Yeah. Are you starting to sweat already? Because I am.
I am a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it warm, but this is a little stuffy.
That's a little stuffy, yeah. But this is obviously a problem that we've had to learn to live with here. And I'm going to fucking throw somebody out the window. And no, I had a big discussion with the landlord yesterday. I said, if you don't replace the whole fucking unit, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can't. I mean, these are hot days.
Yeah, it's been really hot recently. I mean, it's going to get better, you know, soon. But it's been record-breaking.
It has been.
Temperatures recently. Yeah.
Yeah. Today is going to be a little cooler, I think. It feels cooler outside, you know. But,
I don't know.
Yeah, sitting inside without air.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't know. I have really good air conditioning at my house, so.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I know, at my house, too. Actually, here it's good, too. It just it gets either too hot or too cold.
It gets so freaking cold in here.
I know, sometimes.
Yeah.
But it does work.
You turn it all, you're dudes. You turn it all the way up, so I'm like, okay, hello. Like, I know you think this is hot, but my nipples hard really hurts when it's that cold.
No, no, no.
Like,
it's
you don't
not,
understand.
But it's not that. Sometimes you can't control the temperature in here. That's what I'm trying to say. We don't make it too cold, you know.
It gets cold. I think you do it on purpose.
Okay, maybe we do. So I can see your nipples during
totally.
The show. That's what it is.
You want, like, the action.
Yeah.
But today I'm wearing a sports bra, so you won't see it.
Oh, no, I won't see anything. Oh, my God. Yeah. So how are you doing?
I'm good. You know, I went to UCLA Medical Center, which, by the way, I want to give a shout out because they are just awesome.
Really?
Yeah, because I went and got my leg reevaluated. Thank freaking God, because this doctor, Dr. Jeffcoat, is, like, the top fracture guy ever. And so this sucked. So we went and got new x-rays, and they, like, he went into the x-ray room and pulled my ankle one way while they twisted my leg the other. It was the worst feeling in the world.
Oh,
it was that awful. But they could tell from the x-rays that, like, my bone shifted a little bit. So, like, apparently I tore some really big ligament, and my cartilage is all whacked. So, yeah, he's like, I'll see you in 3 weeks. But you know what is awesome about all this? This all sucks balls, and, you know, I've been crying about it. But I got a handicap pass.
Oh, wow.
I was like, yes, I get front row parking wherever I go. And people are nicer to you.
Are they really?
I mean, I got
when
discount.
You're like handicapped.
Yeah, I didn't even ask for it. I'm like in the grocery store line, and the lady's like, oh, I'll give you like more money off. I'm like, okay, awesome. Okay, sounds good.
More money off.
I'm
wow.
not kidding. Like,
really?
People are hooking up left and right, except for opening the doors. I got really pissed off yesterday in the doctor's office, you know, and I open doors for people if I can, especially old people, you know. And it's just so freaking rude. And you walk in, and I'm clearly on crutches, and it's an orthopedic office, and it's the door slam in your face. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So I take the crutch, and I stick it straight out, like it's right by their head.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, sorry. Maybe you should have gotten the door. Like, stupid bitch. Like, what the hell? So
people don't notice.
No.
You know? I mean, they're not aware of what's going on.
They just don't
them.
Care anymore.
Yeah.
Chivalry is dead.
Yeah. So, did they give you some hope about the leg and everything?
I mean, he's like, start leaning on it. But the thing is that, like, I can't lean on it because it's, my whole heel's bruised. Like, that's why I'm like, I just can't step on it. It's so bad. He's like, this is a really, really, really bad sprain.
Really?
So,
wow.
I mean, when you have 400 pounds fall on your leg,
So, once you heal, are you going to get back on a Harley and continue the lessons?
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Break the other fucking leg. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Sounds good.
You might as well,
I'm going to wait a while. I'm going to wait at least until after the holidays so that I can enjoy my birthday and New Year's Eve without these things.
Yeah.
That would be more
the crutches.
Awesome. Yeah. Did I tell you I fell up the stairs?
No. When?
Oh, yesterday or the day before, I was all upset over boyfriend breaking up with me.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm on crutches, because that's awesome. yeah. So I was going to my girlfriend's, who lives behind me, and I was all at the top, and there's cement stairs behind our pool. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be hard. I can do this. And I get all the way to the top. It's two stairs below, like, the top, uh-huh. and I trip and fall. Face forward. Thank God, not backwards, but face forward.
God.
Busted my knee open again, and I'm like, I feel like a fucking idiot and an invalid, and this sucks.
And this is with the boot on your foot and everything.
And all the neighbors came out, and I'm like, I was like crying because it hurts so bad. I'm bleeding everywhere. I'm like, this sucks ass. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway,
you know.
So it's been my story.
Yeah. Yesterday, I was invited last minute to go to the Dodger game. At a VIP suite.
It's just a ghetto. Oh, God.
Well, but listen, the thing is this. The guy's asking me, do you like baseball? And I said, actually, that's the sport I like the least. He says, well, I was going to give you a couple tickets for the VIP box. That's Chuck Ashman. That,
it sounds kind of gay.
What?
Do you like baseball?
No,
do
no. No, he wasn't talking like that.
I'm teasing.
No, he's an older man. He's far from being gay, believe me. But at any rate, so we went there. Even the parking was paid and everything, preferred parking.
Yeah.
It was just the whole shebang, and it was so much fun, you know? I'd never been to the ballpark.
Oh, so you went.
Yeah.
I hated it. I went to that ballpark. It is the most ghetto ballpark. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a spoiled brat, but I'm going to step in and be a spoiled brat for a minute.
But the suites were nice.
I am used to really nice stadiums, and that place is a fucking shithole. It should be blown up and redone. And everyone that goes there are the most ghetto people I've ever been. Like, I'm sitting there with a couple of my girlfriends, now given, like, it's all dudes usually, so we're like eye candy for everyone. Well, you know, like, girls can, like, put on this don't fucking talk to me, you know, and I can do that very well. I just want to watch the game. That's all I want to do. I want to drink beer, and I want to watch the damn game. Don't talk to me. You know, I don't care. No. And it's like, that's all it is. And then one guy recognized me. I'm like, God damn it. And it was this whole, like, fiasco, and everyone was freaking ghetto, and there, like, there was fights, and I'm like, this is just so, like, just, ugh, disgusting. Where are we?
I don't know. We were at the suites.
And it was filthy. Disgusting.
Oh, the suites are nice. What can I tell you? Sweet. I probably wouldn't have gone to a regular game, you know, but I mean, this was like an invitation. There were people there.
I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah, I met a couple of people. I mean, and it's a big deal because I don't go out that much.
Yeah, this
so
is
when
true.
People invite
so for
me
you,
for something like this, I
for
go.
For you, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm used to Ravens Stadium, which is awesome. Thank you, by the way. And you just press a button and they it's like Vegas style.
Really?
You know, it's like, you got people, like, it's great. I don't mean to be a brat, but I mean, I've been to many different stadiums, but ours is so, the one here is so shitty.
Yeah.
It is like god awful.
Really?
I mean, I remember, like, there was that guy that was like, someone was killed there, and then like, there's so much crap that goes on at the stadium. Yeah. So, whatever.
Well, I don't know. Usually
it's like
stadiums.
It's like Raider Stadium. Ghetto upon ghetto. Like, come on. Which I will say the Raiders have gotten better this year.
Have they really? Yeah. I haven't watched them yet.
A little bit, though they lost sadly big time, which I don't give a shit about because I don't like them anyway.
Who, to Denver or something?
Who did they play this past
weekend? They always fucking lose to Denver, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I care about the Ravens.
Okay.
That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Steelers lose. anyways. Oh, did you hear about the American Airlines?
Yeah, with the seats being loose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to, like, let everyone know this because I saw this last night. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
The seats
and it's on the third flight. Yeah.
Yeah.
The third flight, they founded it already.
That's just freaking scary.
Fuck, man.
And they're going bankrupt.
Yeah.
So it just makes you, like, think even more. Stay away from American Airlines.
Yeah. Definitely. All right. Well, let's get to our guest because we have a very special guest in the studio. She's back. She was here about a year and a half, so that was before you were here. And
Pre-Brigetta.
Yes. Pre-Brigetta, that's right.
Yeah.
And we have Larkin Love in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing excellently.
Wonderful. And you're looking great. Your hair is still purple since the last time I met you.
Well, you know, it has been for the last 10 to maybe even 12 years now. So
really? That
not
long?
Really going to change.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you changed the colors every once in a while. But you like the purple.
Well, within a certain spectrum, you know, between blue and purple.
Yeah.
And indigo is what I'm striving for. So.
Yeah.
Are you an indigo child?
I wouldn't go that far.
You never know.
So, So you're now involved in fetish, right? Or just in general, movies and photos and things like that. You're in the adult industry, for those who don't know, and so you were getting started about a year and a half ago, right?
That's right. A year and a half ago, I did my first couple of scenes, and I was shooting for various companies. My career really stagnated, though. You know, there just wasn't enough work to really keep me afloat. So I figured out if I create my own work, I'll be a lot better off.
Your own world, yeah.
I ended up starting creating my own content, and now I run two porn websites. One is sort of like a general fetish with also some hardcore, and the other one is devoted specifically to femdom. So
yeah, give me femdom. I like that, but not in the way that you think. I like it more like sexually, but I don't like the part where it's just like, you know, beating him up and this. But if you make me eat you and stuff like that, I'll take domination any day.
There's so many flavors of domination. I mean, even just the material I have on my own website, there's everything from just like sort of light teasing, verbal abuse, you know.
And you see, I don't get that.
I get that,
but
daily.
To very, very, very harsh, like smothering scenarios and, you know, spitting in people's faces and things
like
that.
What about trampling? Do you do that too?
I haven't done that yet, but I would.
Yeah. Because I know the smothering kind of goes together with it. I used to have adult websites, you know, so like way back when. So I was familiar with the content and everything. Uh-huh. I got sort of familiar with it and stuff. So, yeah. So, you know, I mean, femdom is cool, but not the humiliation part. You know, it's like the sitting on my face, the smothering, the... You know, the forcing me to eat you type of a thing.
See, I do this stuff joking around.
Some people really love the humiliation.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yes. One of my top sellers as a category is small penis humiliation.
No way.
Yeah, where I address the camera as I'm speaking directly to the viewer, and I make fun of their small penis.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And I come up with some of the cruelest things. One phrase I used recently was, I told the guy I've had face creams that penetrate deeper than he can. You know, things That's like brilliant. That. But I just have this gift where I can go on and on and on. And for some people, that moment of shame...
Yeah.
It's what gets them off.
Really?
And I'm more than happy to provide it to them.
Yeah. You see, that's from childhood. People get so fucked up during their childhood, you know? And then all these things stay with you.
Right.
You know, maybe he was humiliated when he was masturbating or something, or something like that, or when he was watching somebody, a girl or something. So it kind of goes together. The humiliation goes with the turn-on. Wouldn't you say?
Oh,
something like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
But, you know, the stuff I shoot between the two stores, there's just such a variety.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the femdom on one side, and then on the other side, we have, like, a whole bunch of gonzo, hardcore, like, POV stuff. And then foot stuff, tongue fetish. I actually have the most famous tongue on the internet.
Yeah.
If you Google Larkin tongue, you'll see why.
Yeah.
Okay.
Show her. Wow.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it goes below her chin.
Oh, my
what
God.
What the fuck?
Okay, that's amazing. Wow.
So,
yeah. When you go to town on a woman, I mean, that must be, like, really cool, huh? I mean, you can insert it so deep.
I'm a pretty hung lesbian when those moments arise. But, you know, I've never heard a guy complain either.
Yeah. I'm sure. Wow.
I wouldn't think.
You could choke a guy with it. Wow. So, wow, I mean, have you seen a tongue that long before?
I don't think I ever have. Like, I think of, actually, no, I will say this, and there's the Maori tribe, I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but the Maori tribe is in New Zealand, and they have their, I don't know how they do it, but they, like, practice to pull their tongues out at, like, a young age, and they come down, like, pretty far, and they're like, warriors.
Yeah.
They ate people. They were cannibalists. But... they were really freaking cool. And I was just staring at their tongues like, this is pretty rad.
Yeah.
Right? So besides that, then no. You're like the only other person.
Yeah. So you do boy-girl now too, right? You said you do hardcore and stuff
like that.
Yeah,
I do boy-girl.
Did you start from the beginning doing boy-girl? Or
my very first scene was actually super intense. I did a 5-man gangbang.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's not what I would have chosen for myself to begin with, but at the time, it was the only thing offered to me, and I needed an income, so I was like, all right, fuck it, let's give it a try.
Right.
It actually turned out really good. You know, it was very stressful because I didn't know what I was doing, but... The scene turned out well. The guys were super nice, and I actually had a really good time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
I'd love to try that again now that I know more of what I'm doing and I'm not terrified of the camera. But
yeah.
But yeah, I still do boy girl and girl girl. Yeah, just all kinds of
solo
stuff.
And solo. Stuff, right?
Yeah, you name it.
You do the entire gamut. There.
Now, do you find, and this is going to, you can call me crazy, but the new book that's out with like 50 Shades of Grey and the whole like Dom thing, do you find more people going to your site now, checking it out because more people are interested? I feel like more people are interested in Dom now. I mean, I knew a little bit about it, but then I started getting more interested because I'm like, oh, this is kind of hot. So now I want to go check it out.
Right.
You know, so.
I feel like the whole 50 Shades of Grey phenomenon is something that mainstreamed the idea of fetish more for females.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guys have been into this
forever. Yeah.
Since time immemorium. So I haven't noticed a change in sales because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never, I mean, pretty much, I think like 99% of my customer base is male.
Male.
Right, yeah.
I also offer custom videos, and this has never, it's never been mentioned, 50 mm-hmm. Shades of Grey.
Mm. I know, I just thought I'd throw it out there, because it's like so many people are talking about it now, and I went to, the Pleasure Chest, like, big party they had recently. And it was like, there were so many more women that were talking about, like, oh, I just got into it because I read the book and now I'm into this and into that. And I was like, I went over to the spanking area and I was just watching and I'm like, yeah, it's kind of hot.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? But more women were there and they were, like, with their guys because they were into, they read the book. So that's why I thought it was interesting.
I don't know. When I read the trades, the adult industry trade, like X-Biz and stuff, that's all they talk about. I mean, everything, every advertisement is like in that gray pictures and stuff like that, you know, the bluish gray that the covers are like. And like toys and stuff, they talk about toys and,
I heard
handcuffs.
There's an entire toy line now made after this book. That's what I heard. I'm like, I'll check it out.
And that's,
why not?
Yeah, that's all everybody talks about is the 50 Shades, you know, and it's given a boost to the sex industry for sure.
In my opinion, anything that opens up the public consciousness to sexual exploration is a good thing.
Right.
I personally think the book is crap.
Yeah.
You know, the effect it's had on the culture, I think, is a positive thing for everyone.
I agree. Yeah. I think because people are so close-minded. I mean, it's like this is the only country that, well, not the only country, but like you go to Europe, like, or Australia, you can walk around topless, you know, anywhere you want. And it's like, oh, there's nude beaches everywhere. Here, it's like, there's one, maybe, maybe two, you know, and it's pathetic.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've gotten in trouble before because I'm like, well, fuck it. I don't want a tan line. I don't give a shit. Like, who's going to say anything? Those tickets really suck, you know.
I know. So, Larkin, where are you originally from? Are you from L.A.?
No, I moved to L.A. here last year in February. So I've been here just a little bit over a year and a half.
Right. Where are you originally from?
Well, I was born in Boston, and I've moved progressively west as the years go by. Kind of jumped around a lot. Like, I went to high school in Texas, lived there for a number of years after that, went to college in St. Louis, lived in Utah when I was a kid, New Jersey.
So your family moved around?
Yeah, my family moved around constantly, and then as I got older, I just kept it up.
Yeah.
And went from Houston to Dallas, Dallas to Las Vegas, Las Vegas to Los Angeles, and here I am now.
Wow, yeah. So what did you have in mind when you left Boston? What were you going to do? Did you already know you were going to get into sex? Or?
Oh, God, no. I was like 9 years old.
Okay, so at what age did you... Okay, so 9 years old, you moved with a family.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. At what point did you start moving on your own?
I moved out at 18, and I went to college in St. Louis, and then I came back to Houston, and I started moving from there.
What did you go to college for?
Yeah.
Psychology and creative writing.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Did that help? I mean,
I'm sure she's writing her own scenes and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
I believe I use my skills.
You write a blog too, right?
Yeah, yes.
You're pretty smart. I know. She's pretty smart. She's not just an airhead.
Well, you can tell.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. No, but from your writing as well, you know, I mean, you're well-versed and you well-spoken and stuff, so.
Well, thank you.
That's cool. You don't see a lot of that, you know. Sometimes you see very trashy-looking women, but you definitely don't look that way, you know. So
I try to keep my freak under wraps most of the time, you know.
Don't we all? Okay.
Despite the level of internet exposure, I'm actually a fairly normal human being. So
to an extent, right?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. So, okay, go on. So you moved to Texas.
Yeah, when I got out of college, I didn't really have any job prospects, so I started stripping, which I loved, actually. And I did that for a number of years, and it was great. I was very successful at it. I took that to Dallas, and I did even better. Really, really loved dancing out there. It was awesome. I worked at a place called The Clubhouse, which was all punk rock. It's all rocker chicks.
Oh, that's cool.
It's owned by Vinnie Paul of Pantera.
That's pretty
so
good.
So the flavor definitely permeates, and it was really good. So I went to Vegas from there, hoping that I would do even better than Dallas, which was not the case.
No, huh?
Dancing in Vegas...
It's a whole different animal,
and not in a good way. It's a very super saturated market, and I think a lot of the tourists that come out there, they're not spending the money on that kind of entertainment anymore.
And that's where you make most of the money's tips and stuff like that when you dance, right?
Yeah, in fact, strippers pay to work. At any decent club I've ever worked, I start out the night with a negative 100 balance. That's like $100 that I owe the house and like the DJ and the house mom and the makeup artist and, you know, other people. And just to pay to basically rent stage time. I've had nights when I was dancing where I would end up with a negative balance.
Wow. That's terrible.
Yeah.
But that was in the beginning, right?
Even
in Vegas.
Even later on, you know, it fluctuates a lot. Yeah.
Wow.
My best night ever was over $2,000. My worst night ever was negative 100. So it varies a lot. But anyhow, Vegas wasn't working out. I moved to LA. I got kind of tired of doing the club work. It does wear on you.
Oh yeah.
You know, those 6 to 8 to 10 hour shifts in the heels, and it really beats up your knees on the stage and everything, because the stage is made of plexiglass or hardwood. So if you're doing sexy, like creepy crawly moves and stuff, you are ripping up your knees.
Yeah.
But
you know, so I got tired of that and decided to try nude modeling and porn and fetish modeling and that kind of thing, which has worked out really well.
Yeah. Now, when you first got into dancing, I mean, that's like a big jump, right? I mean, you're a civilian, quote unquote, and then suddenly you decide. How do you decide to go dancing?
You know,
stripping.
Ever since I turned 18, I actually was kind of addicted to strip clubs. Not in a way where it was ruining my life, but I just couldn't stay away.
Really?
Yeah. As
you like,
a, as
what,
a
the
patron.
Atmosphere, the sexual atmosphere there?
I did, and I really liked the women, you know, the personalities of the girls that would be working there, and just the party atmosphere, and, you know, clubs can vary a lot, whether it's they're trying to do the whole upscale thing, or if it's, you know, just like a crazy fun bachelor party type of thing every night. But I just couldn't stay away.
Right.
So it just felt like a natural choice. It really wasn't difficult for me. I felt comfortable there.
Really? Wow, that's pretty cool. So were you thinking about your family at all when you were doing this, or...
I'm not particularly close with any of my family members, and they all know that I do porn and everything, and they're just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
They don't really care.
Well, if you're that close with them,
My sister is into, she's very heavy into a lifestyle BDSM relationship, and she's openly polyamorous as well. So, you know, deviant sexuality seems to run rampant in my family. It's just kind of... It's not really a weird thing.
Yeah. This reminds me, I was just sent an email with an invitation to a swingers party. And I'm going, you know, I mean, because the men have to be with a couple or
a
woman.
Going?
I can't go. Who am I going to go with? I'm
she
not taking
go?
My wife.
No?
I'm not taking my wife to a swingers club.
Wait, which is this
me?
The one in Palm Springs?
No, I think it's here in L.A. or something.
Because there's this one company that I used to model for. Because they used to have a spa, like in Beverly Hills. And I had no idea, like, everything else they did till later. And I was like, oh, this is actually funny. So we went to the spa, had fun, took all these photos for them. And then I went to their party, which is they have a place in Palm Springs. Nude spa. I was like, awesome, nude spa. It's great. Went with my boyfriend at the time. And we had a blast. And then around, like, 6 p.m., I noticed a girl in the hot tub with 10 guys. And she just went around in a circle and gave them all blowjobs.
Whoa.
I was like, I'm going to watch, but that's weird. Okay, but I'm going to watch. Like, it's right there. Okay. And I look at him and I was like, whatever, it's a nude spa, you know?
Whoa.
And then we like start realizing people are like having sex everywhere. And I'm like, well, I mean, it is kind of a turn on.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, like people start showing up in crazy costumes. And all these girls were coming up to me and like making friends with me to like try and like get me to ask about him and vice versa with the guys. And I was like, whoa, wait, what? You want me to what? And go where? And so we wound up just having sex in the shower area because I was like, why not? With just us.
Yeah.
And then we're like,
that's what happened to me once when I went to swingers.
Let's just get out of here.
Yeah. I know. It's like, you got to be prepared for it, you know?
We had no idea. This was just like, I don't understand what was going on until like later on. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And they throw a lot of parties and whatnot, so.
Yeah. When I lived in Vegas, I went to a swingers club that actually let single men in, too.
Mm.
So I would go there, and that was some good time. You know, I mean, I've told the story so many times on the air, but the point is that then one time I went with a girl that I was dating. I took her there because she was curious about it and stuff, and we went. But we felt we couldn't do it with other people while we were together, you know. And
mm-hmm.
it's not like we were in any big relationship, you know. We'd been seeing each other for a couple months or something. But
it was still new, and you guys were
Exactly. Yeah. So we just went and also just had sex with each other, you know. People walked in watching us on the bed and stuff. It's so weird.
I get the invites all the time for them, but I took my girlfriend one time. That was fun.
Yeah.
And then, and then I get invites all the time, but I don't go.
Yeah.
I was being good.
What about you? Have you been to swingers parties?
Believe it or not, I actually haven't.
Really?
And I'd love to go, but I just don't want to go by myself. And usually at the time when I have the free time, there's a party I want to attend, you know, I can't find anyone who's willing to go, not even like another female friend or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm polyamorous. I'm very sex positive. You know, I enjoy that kind of environment.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to fetish parties.
Mm. I went to one once. Those are interesting.
They can either be really good or just really kind of silly and dull. It depends on who's there.
And
how the event is run, obviously.
What kind of a party is that? How is it different?
Well, for one, sex isn't really going on.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, it'll be things like bondage demonstrations or one submissive will be tied up. Or otherwise presenting, and then all the dominants can take a crack at them, you know, with a paddle or a whip or whatever implement of choice. I mean, I've seen all kinds of activities going on. Clothespins, oil wrestling.
I've seen,
all kinds of stuff.
Hot wax.
There was really good event. I don't know if you remember. There was a really good event at Dragonfly. Do you remember Dragonfly? You wouldn't. You've only been here a year and a half.
What, the movie?
No, Dragonfly. It was a club.
Oh, no.
I don't think it's there anymore, but it was on Santa Monica Boulevard, and they had a lot of fetish parties, and I went one time, and I was like, this is awesome.
Really?
I mean, because it's all dark in there, so it's, I don't know, they had this one, I'll never forget, this one cage, and, like, this fire stuff around it, and this guy in there that was tied up, and then, like, they had, like, whips area and spanking area, and it was really hot. It was done really well, and it was, like, show. It was literally, like, this show they were putting on, and it was I had a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good times.
Cool. We're talking to Larkin Love, of course, if you guys want to look her up on the website. What is your website?
My primary website is larkinlove.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's my homepage. I also have my femdom homepage, which is queenbitchlarkin.com.
I love it.
There you go. So you get turned on by doing this too, right? Being the dominant and everything.
Oh, definitely. Right? It's something I've been doing in my personal life ever since I became sexually active.
Wow. That's
when did you first lose your virginity? Was it like young or did you wait for a while?
When I was 18.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was,
Weren't we all 18 when we started?
No, actually, I was 17.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I just don't know what I'm allowed to say on the radio.
Fine.
So,
I know.
For the record.
Totally. Yeah. It's fine. My story was quite stupid.
Yeah, everybody starts at about 15, 16, you know, something.
I had this crazy idea that I was going to make it the most sexiest thing ever, and the guy that I was dating was older than me, and he was a virgin, and he didn't want to have sex, but I was like, I'm going to trick him into doing it. I don't really care. I want to lose my virginity, and I'm going to make him do it. I'm going to find a way. And my parents were gone. We had, like, a nanny. They were away in Europe, so I was like, this is the time. It's happening now, and I want it now. So I went downstairs to the kitchen. This is where it gets bad. And took out a bunch of, like, syrup and like whipped cream and like just things I thought that would be fun. I don't know, I've never tried this before, but yeah. I was like, this is gonna be.
And you've never had sex before.
It works
before,
in the movies, though. You know, like
exactly. You know, I'm gonna try it. And I brought all these things upstairs to my room and put them on the side of the bed, and then like got him in my room. We're making out, whatever. And then long story short, I like started decorating him with syrup. And different things. Syrup doesn't work, by the way. So, as I was doing that, I like basically forced him inside of me, and I was like, oops. Well, we might as well just, you know. And then, but we were stuck together from the syrup.
Syrup in there, my God.
It would not come off, and it was like peeling. Like, it's like, I mean, it's the worst
I
feeling ever.
Oh, my God.
You're like stuck together because it hardened because it was air conditioning was on. Yeah. And we couldn't get off each other, and it was like sticky and hurting. And I was like, ow! And he was screaming, ow! And like, yeah, it was
well,
just like,
where have you heard that you should use syrup?
I don't know. I get creative. This is why I'm always in trouble.
It was a learning experience.
Exactly.
God, that needs to be in a movie. It really does.
It really does. So stupid.
It's a great story. Yeah.
Oh, man. So, okay, so you ended up in Vegas, and so it was tough there. There's what, like a lot of women trying to dance, right?
A lot of women, a lot of clubs, and I found suddenly that the fact that I had tattoos made me completely unhireable. I never had that problem in Texas. In fact, they were looked at as an asset.
Really?
You know, I don't have a lot. I have some on my stomach, and then I have some on my wrists here. Mm-hmm. And just black tribal designs. They're symmetrical. They're very pretty and well planned out. You know, it's not like I have a satanic thing on my back or something. Dead baby on my leg. No. No. I mean, they look good.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, that just doesn't fly in Vegas. So I had to work like third tier shitty clubs.
Oh, wow.
That's so weird. Yeah.
And I made nothing.
See, then I wouldn't do well in Vegas either.
Yeah.
The good thing that came out of it was I started webcamming to supplement my income, which sort of opened my eyes to the possibilities of the internet. So, you know, from there, I felt more comfortable with cameras. I'm like, screw it. Let's try and do this whole hog.
Right. So so you're not in contract with any company. You're independent.
I am an independent free agent.
Awesome.
That's
awesome. The way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
I do shoot out for outside companies sometimes, but 95% of the time now I'm shooting for myself.
Right.
And you can find my clip stores on my websites, larkinlove.com and then queenbitchlarkin.com, respectively, depending on what you're into.
Yeah, there you go. Now, when you do the boy-girl scene, do you get... Oh, well, you do girl-girl as well, right?
Correct.
So do you have like a whole variety of people you do this with, or do you have specific people you like to work with?
There's a small pool of performers I prefer to work with. I just like it better that way, you know, instead of just trying to hire somebody random all the time. There is some variety, but what I end up doing very often is a content trade, especially with the female models. You know, she'll have a clip store or a website that needs content. I do as well. So we end up shooting for both at the same time. You know, nobody gets paid directly, but we get paid in content, and then we put that on our websites, and it's good. There's one model that I have a very good relationship with in that respect, Randy Moore. She does some incredible fetish work as well.
What's incredible fetish work, for example? I mean, how would you categorize incredible?
I've seen her in some really fascinating bondage scenarios. She's a great actress, and the two of us have pulled off some really elaborate scripts that customers have sent in for us to shoot.
Wow. Oh,
that's cool that customers do that. Yeah.
Like custom videos just for
you. Yeah, I do custom
videos. You can find information on getting those too on the sites. Those those we shoot a lot of. But
I've gotten asked to do those, and I was like, no, I don't get naked. I've done a lot of topless things for TV.
Yeah.
But like major, like Californication and like things like that. But I get so much, this one guy is like so obsessed, has been writing for years, and I didn't even know what he meant at first. And I was like, yeah, I'll do a personal video. Like, sure. And then he's like, this is what I want. And then graphically described, and I was like, what? No. Yeah.
But for Larkin, it's like, give it to
me. I'll have to forward his info to you.
Yeah, up to a certain point, I do have my limits, of course.
What are your limits?
Oh, God. Well, nothing scatological. I figure that's a good place to start.
There you go. My God.
I had a guy ask if I would eat live fish, which I declined.
Yes.
I'm like, I'll eat candy fish.
Yeah.
I'll eat realistic gummy worms, which mm-hmm. they do make. You know, mm-hmm. yeah. that's a whole fetish. It's called vor. It's
wow.
somebody eating, you know, presumably a living creature.
Wow.
So I've done vor videos with like gummy bears, and I'll talk to them like they're alive, and, you know, swallow them whole and things like that. But
oh
yeah,
God.
Like
wow.
no animals of any real sort.
Yeah.
Right. They like balloons too, right? I mean,
I've done a few
guys...
inflatable things.
Okay, see yeah, that? I learned that from watching United States of Terror. Did you ever watch that show?
No.
Okay. The daughter had a fetish. I heard this site where they wouldn't pay her money. I think she was like 17. And they wouldn't pay her money, but that she could put a wish list of things on like Google that she wanted. Like a new scooter or like clothes or like whatever. Visa gift cards. She got like smart later on. And she would start with just popping balloons. And like it was this fetish. And I learned a lot about that because I was like, dude, I want to get paid to just pop balloons.
Yeah.
Well, you could if you wanted to.
I would totally.
There's
do
nothing
that.
Stopping you. All you need is a video camera and some decent lighting and some balloons. And
you don't even have to be naked, right?
No, you don't. I mean, the video will probably sell better if you are.
Right.
I've found that. So, you know, generally I'll at least be topless when I'm doing this stuff, but you don't right. necessarily have to be.
Right.
A bikini mm-hmm. will suffice.
Yeah. It's amazing what turns people on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had some people write me about foot fetishes. Like
right.
that's like obviously they've been in the
That's a big
one.
That's like a pretty popular, right?
It's popular, but it's also really difficult to break into because it seems so easy to novice fetish models that the market is really saturated. So unless you're
yeah.
bringing something special
yeah.
to it, I mean, I don't have any success, for example, with foot fetish. It's my lowest seller.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep trying, but it doesn't work for me.
Right. Maybe some women are just identified with it, and
yeah.
that's who, you know, gets to
I don't
to
know.
Do this.
There's, like, foot pictures of me all over the internet that I find very weird.
Really?
Yes.
Foot pictures of you?
Well, because, like, I go to events, and then my feet sell. Like, you know, like, photographers take pictures of you when you go to the events, but they now started taking pictures of my feet in these shoes, and... It's all over. Like, they're selling. Like, photographers are telling me we're taking more pictures because your feet are selling. I'm like,
yeah.
what? Well, I want to bank off this.
Well, yeah, you should get on that gravy
so
train
weird.
Before other people take it from you. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
If your feet sell,
even.
Do it. But, you know.
No. I'm like, is there a cast fetish?
There is. Yeah. You bet.
Really?
You name it, it's out there.
Yeah.
Well.
But, you know, it's best to try to specialize, at least
yeah.
in
I could specialize
opinion.
In the cast right now.
Yeah, there you go.
Full body cast? That would be
wow.
weird.
Fetish is the future. I think
yeah.
I think the mainstream adult industry is really in decline.
Really? So now people are going for niches and things like that, right? Like
exactly.
different niches.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you got to be, is like specialize in something. And apparently you don't specialize in feet. You have other things that people like. What are some
well,
of the things?
Well, look at her tongue. I mean, come on.
Tongue
yeah.
is a big one.
Her tongue.
Yeah.
She's got beautiful boobs.
Yeah.
And
my breasts are definitely a big feature. I'm a 32H.
Jesus.
Wow.
So, and
wow.
people really like eye contact from me. They really like it when I stare right at them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of videos where, you know, it's like tits, tongue, and I'm talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because I have a good,
yeah.
I don't know, a good patter. I can ad lib for a very long time.
Really?
Yeah. Whether it's just dirty talk or if I'm doing like a domination scenario, it
yeah.
just comes naturally to me.
So this is on the custom videos, and you do this like specifically for a customer, right?
Right.
So nobody else has it.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Guys can pay for exclusivity.
Mm.
Let me try and explain this. A custom video is when a customer sends in a script. I shoot the video. Those start at $100 for 10 minutes.
Mm.
If a guy wants no one else to have this video, because otherwise I'm going to put it up on my clip store and sell
right.
it there as well. If he wants it just to be exclusive for him, he has to pay a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
otherwise, I'm going to be using it to make money. And
yeah,
so far,
it's not worth doing it only for $100. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So far, only two clients, I think, have ever paid for exclusivity. I mean, most people are just happy to get their
to
very
say.
Particular scenario.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so the material on my clip stores, it's about 50% custom videos, 50% stuff that I've just shot, you know, out of my own imagination.
Right.
Stuff that I wanted to shoot. So you get a blend. But it's interesting. Sometimes the custom videos take me in directions I hadn't thought of before.
Right.
Yeah. What were you looking at? You went like
what?
This.
Oh, no. I went because I'm like thinking my whole face is probably... like, can you see my face?
Yeah, I can see your face.
Okay, yeah.
Because I was like, I saw him go like this, and I'm like, that was just a really weird move.
Like that, yeah.
And I was like, is there a ghost in the room? And I like turn over there, and I'm like, what are you looking at?
See, I was worried it was a spider.
See, and I would go crazy.
Sorry, though. Yeah. Uncharacteristic, but whatever. But at any rate, so are there things that you want? Well, you said scatological stuff you're not going to do. But what about you do anal and things like that?
I would if someone decided that's what they wanted to purchase.
Right. But some of your clips, I mean, do you do those?
I've been saving it for a custom request. I'm hoping someone will want it enough that they actually fund the shoot. Because otherwise, I'm just going to keep it for myself in my personal life.
That's true. Because, I mean, if people like you even without it, then why bother, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You have enough to offer.
Other things I won't do. I won't do any scenario in which I am a helpless victim or the submissive person. Mm-hmm. I've done videos like that in the past, and I always felt really bad about it afterwards. You know,
really?
Like I was betraying myself. Mm-hmm. I'm not a submissive person in any way. I can't stand being humiliated. Mm-hmm. I can't stand being restrained. I don't take orders. I don't like to pretend I'm, you know, I can't even pretend like, oh, yes, sir, or anything. No, I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's just not me.
You got to be the dominatrix in the whole thing.
Yeah, or at least an equal party, because not every video I do is domination, but I have to at least be looking like I'm having a good time, because I don't want to be the victim in any video I do anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I could never do it. I could never be a victim. Like, we were at the party, and this guy walks up to me, and he's like, are you submissive? And I was like, what, do I look like I'm fucking submissive to you? Get the hell away from me. It was pretty funny.
Good answer.
I'm like, really? I don't think, like, my own boyfriend couldn't control me, which is why he broke up with me.
There you go. There you go. You know, you have to find the right person. Maybe you do need to find a submissive person.
No, because then I don't respect them.
Right.
It's really a hard line to walk, isn't it? You have to find that one person that's like an equal.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was, but, you know, he's got his own crazy. He's Christian Grey.
T. Really?
Oh, to the T.
Wow.
That's why I first started reading the book, because I was like, everyone was telling me about it, and then I start reading it, and I'm like, oh my god, this is so him. This is pathetic. Holy shit. Yeah. So it's pretty funny, but I am not. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, can't be dominated.
I will let him like be more controlling in ways, and I'll be silent when he goes off on his whatever. But there's no way in hell, like, if I want to do something, I'm very independent. Like, fuck that. I'm doing what I want when I want, and that's how it is.
Right. But I think even...
I learned the hard way, hence the motorcycle crash. But that's okay. They said, don't go do it. Now I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I don't know, you know, because... what did I want to say?
I don't know.
I just had an idea, and I lost it. But... the domination thing is, you know, it doesn't have to be in real life. I think some people, right, Larkin, like, I've read that people that are like in charge in their normal life
usually like to be this,
like, would like to be sexually submissive.
There's no way in hell.
Yeah.
No way in hell. Like, I was thinking that and I was like, he has to control everything.
I would say some of the people who are... My most ardent domination clients, the guys that are really into it, really want to be debased, you know, because there's a whole range. There's guys who want to be playfully chided and just kind of like the woman in charge kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then there's the guys that want me to basically, you know, verbally rip out their balls and suck their soul out, you know. So the guys that are into the most hardcore humiliation stuff, in my experience, have respectable, high-paid jobs. They work in an office. People look up to them. You know, they're very often married, and I'm sure their wives just don't even know that, mm-hmm. you know, they don't feel they can express this desire.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it is considered very deviant, you
right.
know, but I don't judge. I just want to make people happy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, like bankers, politicians.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. They're all just men after all. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. And men are fucked up, man.
That's another thing. I don't ever, like, I remember I've been with two people who choked me. And I flipped my shit.
Wow.
Flipped my shit. You yeah. do not choke me. I like spun around and kicked them like right off. And I was like, I don't know what you think
sex.
You're doing, but this does not turn me on. This fucking sucks, and you will never choke me.
Wow.
And yeah, and I went ballistic.
They probably got it from a bad porn or something.
I'm like, what the hell?
But yeah. some people
and this
do
is
like
doing
being.
Sex?
During
sex,
you did that? Yeah, I don't want to. I don't like being constricted. I will flip out.
Yeah.
I've had a partner in the recent past that wanted nothing more than to be smothered to the brink of passing out.
Yeah.
Wow.
With one of my body parts, be it my legs, like in a scissor hold, mm-hmm. or my breasts, just completely obstructing his breathing, like to be smothered to right to the point of blackout.
Wow.
That was
wow.
his favorite thing.
Yeah. Wow.
So some people like it. It's
yeah.
all about finding your own limits.
Yeah.
Right.
Clearly, they choked the wrong girl.
Clearly so.
Yeah,
clearly
go,
so.
Yeah, go choke your chicken before you
I know. I broke up with the one guy because I couldn't deal with it. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
To spring that on someone without asking is incredibly rude.
Yeah.
That's true, huh? Yeah, you got to talk about it first.
Every kink needs to be about communication.
Yeah.
I mean, right from the start of a relationship, or even if you figure out something, mm-hmm. you know, a couple years in, just making sure you talk about it, get
yep.
consent from the other party first, discuss it in detail.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's the thing. If I had been approached differently, I may have tried it. But the fact that it just happened, I felt violated.
Yeah.
I felt like,
what the fuck are you doing?
I was like, this is, I went crazy. Like, it was not, I felt awful.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's a really good example because in kink, you can do extreme stuff if you want to, but everyone has to be consensual on it. It
mm-hmm.
needs to be discussed beforehand, safety measures in place, you know,
yep.
a big list of do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
Safe words
exactly.
are very important. It's mm-hmm. not just some joke. I mean,
mm-hmm.
safe words do get used, and they should be every
right.
time, even
right.
if all you're doing is, you know, blindfolding the other person. Because you never know what's going to get in someone's head and be too much.
Right.
That's true.
And in a scene, someone's saying, no, stop, don't. You can't tell
if they're just
putting up a fight and that's part of what makes it fun for
mm-hmm.
them, or if they actually want you to stop. So it's very important to
mm-hmm.
to
have
lay out
fight.
These guidelines. It doesn't make the scene any less sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, do you prefer men or women, or are you indifferent about it?
Gosh. I describe myself as pansexual.
Mm-hmm.
I like hetero sex with men, I like lesbian sex with women, and I enjoy what could be defined as queer sex with trans people, genderqueer people, you know, so gender is very fluid in terms of attraction for me. I like pretty much everything on the spectrum. It's more
yeah.
about the individual.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
And I do find with different partners, you know, either my masculine side or feminine side will come out a
mm-hmm.
bit more.
I think it depends. Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on how the other person is. It's about achieving a balance. You know, it just kind of naturally falls into a sort of balance. Most of my partners have been men,
mm-hmm.
but you know, it's just a lot easier to find a guy that's into chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
but I love women, and I have had a number of trans partners.
Wow.
Both male to female and female to male.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that weird or not for you?
It's not weird for me.
Mm.
It just feels natural, you know?
Yeah.
I don't fetishize the whole trans thing, but, you know, if someone's attractive,
mm-hmm.
that's certainly not a stroke against them.
Mm-hmm.
I find it intriguing, and I do enjoy exploring different ways to have sex and
mm-hmm.
to get people off and
yeah.
to, you know.
Have you had sex with a she-male, like with a penis and breasts?
Absolutely.
That's what she's saying, yeah.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Dated a male-to-female transsexual pre-op, but she had breasts from hormones for a good 6 months.
Yeah.
She lived with me, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's pretty cool. It's cool to be open like this because you get to experience a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know, more than most people.
She was really passable, too. She looked just like Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Oh, no way.
Exactly like her.
Whoa.
That's pretty funny.
All right. Well, Larkin Love, everybody go to LarkinLove.com. And the other one was QueenBitchLarkin.com.
That's right.
And you guys will definitely enjoy it. I like because you look natural. You don't have any surgery on you and stuff like that, which is rare, I think, on a porn star. But what do I know, right? So, Larkin, thanks so much for joining us again. It's been fun. You're always welcome to come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
been a pleasure.
Do you have anything else that you want to promote? Or everything pretty much on your website? You can give out your Twitter, too, if you want, or Facebook.
Twitter is definitely a good place to follow me. My handle is Miss Larkin Love, MissLarkinLove. You can find all my latest news and updates there. I talk about when new videos go up on my sites. I rant about all kinds of crazy things. There's naked pictures, you know, just all kinds of fun stuff.
Awesome.
And Facebook is... /LarkinLove. I mean, I guess if you just search Larkin Love, you'll find me.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm not a Facebook person, but I have the page.
Yeah.
So, yeah, on my websites, you can find all the information on how to purchase clips from my clip store or commission a custom video or photo shoot.
Sounds good. I mean, a custom video sounds great to me. And, okay, well, thanks. Good luck with everything that you
Absolutely.
Do. Absolutely. Brigetta, thank you. Feel better, and we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye.
Been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.